Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by world-renowned cybersecurity and forensics expert, Mr. Daniel Toback, the CEO of Citeligence. And Mr. Toback, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and our pleasure. Looking forward to being informed here today. So as we know, it seems like ransomware is all over the news almost on a daily basis. What is ransomware for those that aren't familiar, and what does it actually do?
Absolutely. So ransomware has been in the news, over the last couple of years, almost on a daily basis. What most people don't realize, that ransomware has actually been here for a long time. It goes back to 1989, when a Russian engineer has decided to encrypt a whole bunch of computers as a joke. Forward this about 20 years later, ransomware is basically a malicious software designed to block access to a computer system or infrastructure until you're able to pay the actual ransom. Criminals today like to get paid in cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin because it's very difficult to trace the actual origin of where it's being deposited.
And I say that's alarming news right there in information. Now, why has ransomware risen in popularity so much with criminals over the years?
You know, in the old days, I always say criminals used to rob banks or write up to people and kind of say, hold them and grab the loot. Then they graduated to variety stores and banks. But unfortunately, statistically speaking, when you rob a bank, there's an 86% of you getting shot or caught. Plus, you have to wear a stupid ski mask, which some people apparently have allergies these days because of the polyurethane in it. So ransomware has become really a weapon of choice for cyber criminals. They can do it from various jurisdictions around the world where they're not able to be physically reached. Countries such as Russia, China, India, Bulgaria, Ukraine, North Korea, and so on. So it's very difficult to catch those people. But Eric, the number one reason why ransomware is a true epidemic today in our society is because it's extremely lucrative. The proceeds of crime from ransomware in the past year have hovered around $700 billion.
Enough said. Wow, that is absolutely stunning. I got to tell you right now. Now, when a company gets hit with ransomware, and I'm sure you've dealt with companies that have experienced this horror and this nightmare, what is the first thing a company should do?
So, you know, when a company actually gets hit with ransomware, I always say take a deep breath. It's going to be a long life. Maybe grab a Tic Tac, because you're about to go down on a bit of an uncomfortable journey. It's almost like, you know, the first time, you know, you get robbed. It's a very uncomfortable feeling, but you got to have a plan in place. You know, the ways criminals hit today, different organizations, and they love small and medium-sized businesses. They love municipalities and so on because their security is not as strong due to the budgetary constraints and the fact that everybody is thinking that they're never going to be a victim. When somebody gets hit, it's always important to have a plan in place of your actual backups. If you have a non-virtualized backups in your environment, the odds of a pretty severe damage after a ransomware decreases dramatically. So it's important to have backups. If customers get hit, they can go to their backups. If they don't have backups, they're going to need to negotiate with the cyber criminals in order to see what the ransom is, potentially lower the ransom amount. And at the end of the day, the main objective is to get the decryption key for this particular malware that they installed. One thing, Eric, that is very important when dealing in this type of situations and understanding is that you're not dealing with, you know, a bunch of kids in mommy's and daddy's basement who are trying to hack for donuts. This is organized crime. These are very serious people. They're very well funded, very well structured. Don't try to play negotiator with them. Leave it to the professionals.
And I think that's some tremendous advice, no doubt about that. Leave it to the professionals. Today, we're joined by world-renowned cybersecurity and forensics expert, Mr. Daniel Toback, the CEO of Citeligence here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Toback, should a company pay their ransomware demands or not?
Eric, great question. I always like to refer to Shakespeare, you know, to pay or not to pay, right? We always advise clients not to pay the ransom because you are fueling criminal activity, and basically you're going to create a deterrence if you're not paying. But unfortunately, about 73% of clients must pay the ransom due to the fact that they don't have a proper plan in place. Their backups have been encrypted by the cyber criminals, and unless they pay, their operation will come to a halt. As we've seen in the media over the past couple of months, there's been a whole bunch of municipalities that have publicly said, hey, we paid the ransom because all of our networks and backups were down and we couldn't operate it. So imagine that as a municipality, and now times 10 for a private small business that cannot actually afford to be down for a week or two or a month until they recover their data, if ever. So, you know, to pay or not to pay really comes down to how fast you need to get up and running in your business. How affected have you by this particular account, and do you have backups or not?
And once again, some great information to pay attention to. Good stuff there. Now, tell us, before a company gets hit with ransomware, what should they do to be proactive?
Absolutely. So I always say proper cybersecurity hygiene is just like being healthy. It's not just one thing that you need to do. It's a bunch of things that you need to do as part of your organizational structure. So they need to have periodic third-party audits of their infrastructure, penetration testing, vulnerability assessment, audits of their actual protocols of how they handle data. Is data encrypted? Where is it sitting? Which users have what access? So they continuously have to look at where their family jewels are, make sure that their backups are off-site, make sure that they have physical backups versus just digital backups that they rely on, because that makes it easy for the bad guys to actually encrypt their data and hold them for ransom. It's important to understand that your security budget is not necessarily dictated if it's good or bad by the amount of money that you spend, because I always say cybersecurity does not have to be expensive. It's all about the strategy that you take to put actual things into place to make sure that you can recover as quickly as you can. Eric, you know, in this day and age, it's not a question of if, it's really a question of when somebody is going to get hit. It's really about how much you're prepared for that particular event.
Preparation is certainly the key, especially here, and we can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. For more information about ransomware or more information on Cytelligence, where can one get more information on you and or your company?
Absolutely. We are at www.cytelligence.com. There's a lot of information that we have on our website in educating consumers and businesses on the effects of ransomware. We offer a whole bunch of free services, just free consultations. But, you know, we have a lot of customers calling us saying, how do we do this? How do we do that? That is a no-charge service that we offer today at Cytelligence. If they do get hit, you can speak to any of our security consultants that can assist you and provide you the strategy of what you can do in solving this problem.
Again, Mr. Toback, we can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for all the information shared here today and for joining us on behalf of Cytelligence here today on Enterprise Radio. Again, folks, it is Cytelligence.com. Thanks, Mr. Toback, for joining us here today on the program.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
And let's do it again. We've been speaking with world-renowned cybersecurity and forensics expert Mr. Daniel Toback, the CEO of Cytelligence. And once again, for further information, visit Cytelligence.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.